Hi everyone, welcome back to my Audio Boom channel. This is Emily from Fashionista, and I wanted to do a boom today on something that has happened to me, and I really want to talk about it. So I'm afraid to say that it is a guide dog access denial. I absolutely hate having to talk about these. I don't like having to discuss this because to me it's the epitome of discrimination. It's such a negative thing to happen, and when I hear stories about this happening to friends, I get so angry and frustrated, but then it usually happens to me. So it's something that happens a lot, and today I'm one of the people who has to report on it. So basically today I've been organizing a trip out with a friend of mine. We're going to go and see a theater production, which we've managed to book and get all sorted, and then we were going to have a spa treatment as well, and we found a really good Groupon deal in this spa, and we booked it based on all the good customer reviews and the fact that on the website of the hotel that it's based in says that guide dogs are permitted. Of course, guide dogs by law under the Equalities Act are not allowed to be refused access because they're assistants dogs, but you know, we bought this voucher, and my friend went to book the treatment. Now she told them that I had a guide dog, and they said, oh no, pets aren't allowed, and she responded with, no, it's a guide dog, it's not a pet. And they basically continued to say that guide dogs weren't allowed. So after that I contacted them myself and spoke to them and explained the situation and said, it's a guide dog, I can't not have my guide dog. And they said that they were going to get in touch with management and that they were going to get back to me. They contacted my friend, obviously, who the booking was under, and they told her, no, guide dogs are not allowed because the premises is not big enough, there's not enough space for her, there's not any open space for her. Someone would have to wait outside for, she'd have to wait outside with someone, and that she wasn't allowed in. And that's point blank what they said. They have been completely obstinate and they've not allowed her access into the place because she's a dog, despite the fact that, you know, I've explained that she's a guide dog and guide dogs are not the same as normal dogs. They're exempt from the usual rules that other pets and dogs are because they're guide dogs or assistance dogs. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, I don't know what they have to say about the fact that there's not enough space for her to run around in. She doesn't need open space. She's a guide dog. She will sit down and go to sleep. I have been to many spas. I've been to spas in Cardiff. I've been to spas in London. I've been to the Lush Spa. I've been to the Cardiff Park Plaza Spa when I was up there. I have been to countless spas, and none of them have denied me access on the grounds that their spas are too small because I have a guide dog. This is absolutely ridiculous. If guide dogs are permitted into outpatient wards in hospitals, what right do they have to refuse me access because they say that, you know, that they don't have enough space for me? At the end of the day, I'm still a paying customer, and this has really angered me because I will kind of battle this. I will fight this. But what about if this happened to someone who was booking it for their birthday, or, you know, someone who was going with their friends and they all had guide dogs or whatever the reason, and they were told that they couldn't attend because they had guide dogs? It's not my fault that I can't see. I have a guide dog because she's my access need. I do not have the choice to make her wait outside with someone, and neither should I have to, because I'm a paying customer. And that's like saying to someone who's in a wheelchair, you have to leave your wheelchair outside because there's enough space for you. That's the same principle. It's no different. Just because I have a guide dog as opposed to a wheelchair doesn't make it any different. And I'm just so angry. I'm not going to name the spa now because I want to give them the benefit of the doubt to come back to me with a response on here. I've emailed the relevant people, and I've also contacted guide dogs and told them of the situation. So I'll wait to hear what they say, and I'll wait to get a response from them. However, this is a bit of a concern because obviously it's been booked via Groupon, it's been paid for, and potentially we face not being able to have a treatment. And are they actually going to refund me the money? Because, you know, it's an access denial, and I can't not bring my guide dog. I've got no choice, and I shouldn't have to not bring her because, you know, because I don't want to let her in. So I'm in a really difficult situation. So that's all I have to say, really. I just wanted to make a boom just talking about this because I don't usually talk about access denials, but I feel like I have to because this one's really angered me. I'm really annoyed by the service that I've got. You know, we chose this spa based on the fact that it had really good reviews. People said that the staff were very polite and it was a nice experience. We thought it would be fine. I looked on the website and I saw that the hotel
I said about obviously guide dogs and, you know, guide dogs being allowed. And, you know, I don't expect this to happen because I've had loads of Groupon deals where I've gone and I've booked treatments and I've gone and I've never had an issue with a guide dog. I mean, legally, I don't have to inform these people that I have a guide dog, but I do it out of courtesy because obviously I want them to be aware. So I've told them this and they are now saying that I'm not allowed to bring my guide dog, but legally they can't deny me because it's against the law under the Equalities Act. But I'm in a really difficult situation now because of the fact that I've informed them and they are now being very obstinate and saying that I can't bring my guide dog. So I just wanted to talk about this because I'm really upset. I'm really angry about it. I didn't expect this to happen. You know, this is happening on the week of my friend's birthday, and also it's the week that I finish all my essays. So I wanted to book a treat for us. So we're going up to London. We're going to have a good time, and now this has happened, and I'm so annoyed. So anyway, I'm going to end the boom there for today, and I'll let you know as and when I get a response and what happens with this. But I just wanted to make this boom because it doesn't happen. It despite the fact that it's illegal, it still happens, and it's still a thing that happens to many guide dog owners, and I'm one of them. Despite the fact that I've been the reporter for Channel 4 on guide dog access denials, and despite the fact that I'm a campaigner for it, quite an avid campaigner, it still happens to me. You know, it still happens to all of us. So anyway, that's it for this boom today. I hope you're all doing very well, and I will speak to you in my next one. Bye.